5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Happy Friday, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. And Angel, it's not our first official Football Friday. We got that coming up at 1, because none of the teams that we're going to be focusing on throughout the course of the season, save for the Broncos, are playing a real football game until next week. But we do have real football. Which game are you most excited about at this point? I mean, there's some intriguing games. Obviously, the Navy-Notre Dame game is going to be interesting in Dublin. Is that the main one on your radar? You got UTEP, Jacksonville State, UMass, New Mexico State, Ohio and San Diego State, Hawaii Vanderbilt? No, probably not that interesting. Florida International and Louisiana Tech. It's got to be the Navy-Notre Dame game, right? That's the one that you're most intrigued by.
Yeah, my dad's a big Notre Dame fan. I kind of grew up semi a Notre Dame fan, so I do have some allegiance to that school, and I always root for them to win. So,
now you're scaring me on this, though, because Notre Dame is -20.5, and I think they cover that. But you kind of put fear into my brain that maybe Navy covers that spread.
Yeah, I mean, Navy usually plays Notre Dame pretty tough with that running game, and, you know, Notre Dame's using a new quarterback in Sam Hartman this year, so how does he settle in game one? Obviously, the traveling to Dublin, Ireland, that's going to be, you know, a factor.
That's an X factor, right?
So, yeah.
That's all those kind of could play a factor here. I think I was talking to Kevin Lytle after Rams Weekly last night, and he's like, if I were a betting man, I would stay away from this week and maybe next week as far as betting, because you're not going to get that. Even great teams won't really be where they're supposed to be until, you know, a couple weeks down the road. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be very exciting. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. And that's my good, is we can actually go and look at the schedule, and we've got games this weekend. Saturday should be fun. Navy and Notre Dame start at 12:30, I think. Is it 12:30? That's when the action gets going. So, really pumped up about it. Mostly games I don't care about. Even Navy-Notre Dame, I'm intrigued by Notre Dame, but it's just football at this point. So, beggars can't be choosers. We're ready to get there. I'm going to say the bad, and I want to talk about this later. Angel, I did finish Swamp Kings. It was 4 episodes, and it was not good. There were moments that were kind of cool, but Angel, there are so many stories around that team that they barely even touched. The Aaron Hernandez thing, they barely hit. There's like a flash of a picture of his face or something, and he had gotten to an altercation, and they just kind of mentioned it, and that was it. They didn't talk about him and the relationship with the players. Tebow was a big part of it. They talked about Tebow a little bit, but they didn't get into that much detail on everything. I mean, hell, most of the clips they showed of Tebow, no, they didn't really show a lot of, like, the drives to get to the end zone. Most of the stuff they talked about with Tebow was, like, he's on the 2-yard line and he just runs it in. I wanted to see, you know, talk a little bit more about how he motivated the guys to move up and down the field. There was a lot more to that story. But it was really just a promotional piece for Urban Meyer. Nothing like The Last Dance. Because The Last Dance, even though it was Michael Jordan approved, it still opened your eyes a little bit to Michael Jordan and who he was. It didn't paint him as like the most positive figure in the history of sports. It didn't necessarily destroy him, but there were times where you're like, wow, Mike was kind of interesting. The gambling stuff, the punching the teammates, all of that. The ugly for me is another wide receiver goes down for the Denver Broncos. We were off yesterday, so we didn't get to it. But Jerry Jeudy is expected to miss several weeks with a moderate hamstring issue, per report. Dude, hamstring injuries are tough to recover from, too. They're tricky. Because on the surface, you think, oh, just a couple of weeks, not a big deal. But then you get to that point where they're supposed to be back, and then maybe they don't come back. Maybe it's going to take a few more weeks after that. So to say that I'm concerned about the wide receiver situation for the Broncos is putting it mildly. And all this talk about Jonathan Taylor, please, Angel, get your Dolphins to take him. I don't want anything to do with that for several reasons. Why do you want to pay a guy, Christian McCaffrey, money to, in this day and age, where you know you can piece together a run game with a bunch of guys that aren't necessarily marquee names. And Broncos and Dolphins, again, just like Dalvin Cook, they're the two teams that keep popping up to this. That is not where you should be spending money right now. You should be getting aggressive trying to figure out your wide receiver position. Are we comfortable with Kendall Hinton just being able to step up? I mean, that is now your second. Is that your second receiver for the Broncos going into week one against the Raiders? That is a terrifying prospect to me. And it's not that I'm knocking Kendall Hinton. I love the guy. He is going to live on as a Bronco legend because of the game that he played quarterback in during the COVID season. But I'm not ready to say he's a number two option. I mean, look at this wide receiver depth chart now. It's Courtland Sutton, and boy, is the pressure on Sutton. I mean, if ever you needed a receiver to finally live up to their hype and expectations, it is now. It is this season. But you got Callaway, Brandon Johnson, who's kind of been iffy with injuries. Lil Jordan Humphrey, Taylor Grimes. That's the depth chart. Kendall Hinton, Marvin Mims Jr. as a rookie. How much do you expect with him? The official depth chart, I should say the unofficial depth chart, has Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton, Marvin Mims Jr. as 1, 2, 3. If you go into a three wide receiver set. Well, with Jeudy out, it's going to go Courtland Sutton, Marvin Mims, and then Kendall Hinton. Yeah, I'm concerned. Very concerned. And this whole next man up mentality, when do you stop saying that? First Tim Patrick. And then, you know, you saw it last week with Jalen Virgil, who's showing flashes that he might be decent. And I'm not like saying he was going to be a huge part of the team, but they like him. I think they were going to try to utilize him a little more. And then Jerry Jeudy. So this is a very concerning situation for the Broncos to be in. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'll get into more of that later on in the program. We're going to have a very cool guest coming on. You've been hearing all over the station, the Colorado Grit hockey team. Like, this is going to be a fun environment to go watch some hockey. We're going to bring on David Clarkson, who you've probably heard that name before. He is now the owner, VP, and director of player development for the Grit. But he played in the NHL for 12 years, had a very good career, played 570 games. So excited to talk to him and just connect more with this. We talked to Steve Haddon, the head coach, earlier in the week. So, we're doing our part here. This is Greeley, folks, right now. You have something pretty cool in your own backyard. Go support it. Get out there. Buy some. They're $10, dude. The tickets are cheap. And I don't mean cheap in a bad way. They're inexpensive. This is going to be a heck of an opportunity to go out and watch perhaps some future stars, man. That's kind of the aim of this league, the NAHL, is to turn guys into Division I college players, perhaps NHL players.
What you do is you take your kids, get your kids getting autographed. Mm. You wait 5 or 6 years. There you go. You're rich.
You could be rich.
You got an NHL champion autograph from when he was playing with Colorado Grit.
Oh, and there's so many stories of these players that come from that league. So it's going to be a fun environment. That's their season, what, September 8th, that first weekend? They're going to be playing 3 games in a row, so I cannot wait for that. Excited for the Colorado Grit hockey team that's playing at the Greeley Ice House just in downtown Greeley. So right in your own backyard, you got something pretty significant. And you got all these people that are getting invested. David Clarkson's a big-time name in hockey. Eric Lacroix is part of this as well. So this is Eric Lacroix, man. I mean, he was a stud Avalanche player and got a chance to meet him the other day. So you have big-time people investing in the Colorado Grit. So family environment, take the kids out. Check them out. All right, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. I know your answer to this, Angel, but I just every year I like to do this because I like to kind of get a gauge on our listening audience and the football teams you care about the most. So it's a pretty simple question today. Who's your main football team in Colorado? Broncos, Falcons, Air Force, of course, Colorado State, UNC, or the Buffs? And the Broncos.
Wait, you have 4 NFL teams on here.
Yeah,
Broncos, Brady, Falcons, Bears, Rams.
They're not in Colorado, idiot. Come on.
What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping that our listening audience can differentiate between those. Buffs are at the bottom right now. So it goes Broncos. I'm shocked by the results, and I think it's going to change as we get going here. But I got the Broncos. We got Air Force next. Then it's the Rams. Then it's the Bears. Then it's the Buffs. So I want you to go vote at theholeshow.com. I'm guessing the Broncos will win this thing. But I know I have a lot of CSU Rams listeners out there. So go vote, and I want to see where we end up at the end of the day. That's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Go vote again at theholeshow.com. Broncos leading this thing by a mile at this point, which makes sense. But we talk a lot of college football on this show, so I feel like we've developed a pretty strong college football audience. I don't think the Broncos are going to sit at the top by that wide of a margin for long today. So I want your votes. Get them in before 2 o'clock. Or I guess you can get them all in all day and all weekend. I won't have a new poll question until Monday. But I'll be curious to see if the Buffs move up at all. So go vote at theholeshow.com. Speaking of the Buffs, we'll have Brian Howell of Buff Zone join us in Football Friday, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we'll talk some Broncos. We'll talk some Buffs. We'll talk the big weekend ahead for college football. And I can't wait until next week. I can finally put my picks together. It is going to be a phenomenal season of picks. And you call me the American picker because I did it. I'm gonna get a lot right. What's good for me this year? When are you going to look at me at the end of the season and go, "That's impressive, Brady. I'm impressed by you," because I'm trying to earn your praise, Angel.
66%.
Okay, we can do that. That we can definitely do that. And of course, I'm picking between all the teams listed on the website right now, all the teams at theholeshow.com. But I'm also going to be picking the Wyoming Cowboys, throwing the Cowboys in there. I'll pick Wyoming games for sure. We got the Lonster on the line. What's up, Lonster?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I hear it's going to rain like crazy tonight.
It's raining up here in Loveland.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We haven't hit it. It's not doing anything right now. I have a window to prove it, Lonnie. I'm looking out right now.
I'm outside.
Wait, it is raining. It is raining. It just started. Oh, my goodness. It's coming.
Yep, it just started here about an hour ago.
Get your raincoat on, man. Are you going out to watch some games tonight?
You know what? We're kind of keeping an eye on the weather here a little bit.
So are we. We got our first preps game, Meade and Windsor, tonight.
Really?
And we're a little concerned because there's no press box where we're going tonight, so where the guys are going. So,
great.
We could get you to go out there and just hold an umbrella over the guys tonight, Lonster. What do you think?
Give me an extra jacket. I might do it.
All right. Who's your main football team in Colorado?
Colorado State.
Colorado State. That's your guy? That's your team?
Yep. Yeah. That's it, right there.
That's the one. More than the Broncos.
Well, I'll go with the Colorado State and the Broncos second. You got to go with college here first.
Okay. Broncos are winning this thing by a country mile. They're getting 45% of the votes, and everybody else is kind of under 20%. It's interesting to me.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know what? Mine is high school. Well, you know mine's always the high school first.
You're going high school first. Yep, I know that. I know that about you. Should be a fun high school season.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah. All right, Lonster. Well, hey, what's for lunch today?
You know what? I think I'm going to make a run up to Subway here and grab me a steak sandwich and some chips.
Steak sandwich. What kind of chips do you go with there?
I like the Ruffles.
Oh, yeah. That's a good choice. That's a good call by you, Lonster. Should be a good Friday for you.
Yep, I think so too.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
First Advantage text lines 888-530-0043. AA says Huskers. Eastside Chris Brady. Is it time, even though injured, to trade Puppy Judy and go get a dog? No, I'm...
Who?
Yeah, who are you going to go get at this stage? I mean, who's
available?
You're not
getting a one-for-one trade for Jerry Judy.
Especially now.
For a big-name guy.
No, I think you were really hoping that this... And again, he's not out for the season or anything. This is a big season for Jerry Judy. This is a monster season for his career, for his time with the Broncos. But he's going to start it off on the bench being hurt. That's unfortunate. 20 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Don't forget we have David Clarkson with the Colorado Grit going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Who's your team in the state of Colorado? Who is your team? And if you want to comment on our Twitter page, my Twitter page, at Whole Show or Facebook, and you want to add in high school, if you're more of a high school fan, great. But I'm not going to list the 467 high schools on my website. I'm not going to do that. We don't have that time. I don't even know if I could list them all. But if you want to write in your high school team and you're more of a fan of that high school team than anything else, go for it. 20 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. I want to thank Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. For over 51 years now, OCR has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. They have seven, I think going on eight, medical campuses and providing care along the Front Range. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is proud to be Northern Colorado's hometown orthopedic group. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Near Broke says, go Rams, go Bears, Buffs. Well, you know. Eastside Chris, number one is the Broncos. Number two, CSU. Number three, the Bears. Number four, the Ames Aardvarks. Number eight, the CU Buffaloes. The Aardvarks play some football. They toss it around a little bit. When's Ames going to get their own football team, Angel? I think it's time. Get a stadium built out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, they put out a nice workout facility. Mm-hmm. They got the training room for it. Let's get the Aardvarks in the mix, man. Compete. Go after the UNC Bears.
Battle of Greeley?
Battle of Greeley.
Cowtown Throwdown?
Yes, the Cowtown Throwdown. Well, I know which one you voted on.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. You voted.
I haven't voted yet.
You're going to vote on the UNC. You know you are. There's no way. You're not an Air Force fan.
My dad was in the Air Force, so.
Oh, so you might select Air Force?
He was an Air Force fan. So I'm partial a little bit.
But you wouldn't vote for Air Force over UNC.
No. That's my school.
You wouldn't vote for the Broncos. We know that. You definitely wouldn't vote for the Buffs.
No.
You wouldn't vote for the Rams. But you're interested by the Rams.
I'm not as down on the Rams as I was last year. I think they're starting to win me over just a bit. I'm not a fan, but I like what they're doing.
What could they do to earn your fandom? Nothing.
No.
What if Jay Norvell took you out bowling or something?
That'd be fun. Sure, he's pretty good bowling.
You excited for tonight, man? Football night in Northern Colorado coming up at 5 o'clock. Angels, first. This is your first show, like just you, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Like all you, every Friday at 5 o'clock. Leading us right into our game of the week, which is Windsor and Meade. We're excited to have Michael Spillin on the call tonight. Bruce Dick will be joining him for color commentary. So tune in. Should be a good game.
Yeah, good game between these two schools last year. Just a barn burner. Windsor lost some production on their offensive side. But if there's weather tonight, that may not impact that. And it could just be a sloppy, knockdown, drag-out kind of game.
It could be. It very well could be. And, of course, our first game of the season, I don't know if there's like a press box that can fit the guys in there, so they're going to be out.
I know there is a press box there. I don't know if they get access to it.
Sometimes our guys get in press boxes, and sometimes they don't.
They do have a new field. So
maybe they have room for it.
It's possible.
Let's get them out there. So I'm very excited about that. What do you have in store for us tonight?
We're going to talk, obviously, a lot of high school football. I'm going to preview, kind of recap slash preview all of the training camp coverage we had the last couple of weeks with Coach Bruce Dick. He did a great job with that.
Oh, phenomenal.
So I'm going to run through my notes that I've gotten from each of those teams. There's about 15 schools I'll run through. We'll run through the top 25 teams by Max Preps for Colorado. I think there's three or four teams that we follow here that are on
good.
That list.
Oh, good. Cool, yeah.
And then, obviously, we'll preview the game right around 6 o'clock. We'll start to jump into Windsor Meade and start breaking down those two schools. But the first hour of these shows is really going to be an all-around big picture to little picture type of approach to it. So, we'll go high school to pros someday. Some days we'll go to pro to college to high school. It just depends on what we're feeling. But all around, you're going to get all the information you need for football on every weekend.
I love it. Gear you up for the weekend ahead. Not just a preview for our game of the week on Friday nights, but Angel's going to be looking at all of the local teams that we follow here on KFKA. Flying Dutchman says the Rams went from a run-oriented offense to the air raid. It's going to take a year or two for them to get it right.
Well, already in year two.
Well, it's year two, and Jay Norvell took a 3-win Nevada team the very next year to an 8-win team. I'm not saying the Rams are going to win 8 games. I'm definitely in that. I think it's a cop-out to say it, but it's just this is how I feel. It's in that 5-6 range. I mean, that's where a lot of people that don't have high expectations for their teams always say that. 5-6. Like the NFL, if you don't have high expectations, you just say, yeah, 9 wins. 9 wins or so. That's usually where you sit. But I do feel like the Rams are probably flirting with 5-6. I don't know. We'll break into that all next week, too, because I want to give my official picks for the year of everybody, of what I think they're going to do. But I agree with Flying Dutchman. It's going to take some time. You know, it's not a complicated offense, at least according to the people that I talk to. But it takes time to get it going, too, because it is a timing thing. You know, the fact that Clay Millen couldn't take a step back, complete his drop back, was a difficult thing. A lot's going to be on Clay Millen this year, man. There's a lot of pressure, and I want to get into that later on in the program. Clay Millen was not named a captain, Angel, and you'd ask the question, was that a Jay Norvell thing, or was it a player vote? And we had Kevin on Rams Weekly last night, and he said it was a player vote. So is that a concern that the players didn't vote for the quarterback to be the captain? I want to get into more of that on the other side. A little bit later on in the program. I believe we're going to get David Clarkson on the program coming up. So we're looking forward to that interview with the Colorado Grit. 29 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to the whole show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Getting very excited for this new team in Greeley, the Colorado Grit hockey team, starting up their season in a couple of weeks, September 8th. So we've had a chance to catch up with a lot of folks from the Grit organization here on KFK this week. I talked to head coach Steve Haddon the other day. That was a great conversation. And I'm telling you right now, it is such an honor to bring this next guest on the program. Spent 12 years in the NHL, was a great player for so many years, and now he's the owner, partner, vice president, and director of player development for the Colorado Grit. David Clarkson joining us. Oh, yeah. Student audience loves that. David, thank you so much for giving us some time today, my friend.
No problem. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, we are so pumped for this. I was just talking about it before we had you on, and just how exciting it is to have what you guys are bringing to Greeley, Colorado, something in our own backyard, and it just sounds like it is going to be electric hockey.
Yeah, we're really excited. I think for us, you know, myself, Mr. Bowden, and the community of Greeley, we found a place that was kind of unique and somewhere that the name Grit was something that we thought of right away, but the city's been amazing. I mean, the mayor, the community, we had a main camp with, I think we had about 160 kids there, and at our final game before we went down to a 30-man, we probably had about 400 people on the stands, and it's special. I mean, for me personally, and thank you for the introduction, but I feel, you know, pretty blessed to have been able to play in the NHL, and but to now be able to give back to kids and a community like Greeley and the local businesses of putting good hockey on the ice and surrounding ourselves with good people. And our motto is pretty simple: be a good person, work hard, and have fun doing it. And we're really excited to be in the community of Greeley.
Well, and that's kind of my question for you is how you got involved with all this, David. Obviously, your playing career speaks for itself, but you've went on to stay involved in hockey for so many years after your career. How did you get involved with this, with the idea of forming the Greeley Grit? How did that all take place for you?
You know, I was done playing the NHL, and I still had 5 years left on my contract, and was blessed enough to pay for an organization like the New Jersey Devils and for as long as I did. And for me, after my time playing, I really struggled mentally and I was lost. And then I had 3 kids downstairs and a wife who would do anything for me in the world. And I couldn't let go of the thing I loved. And it was being a part of the locker room and the fans. And I mean, 20,000 people cheering for you a night. And Adam Oates and Mr. Lamorello and Brodeur, one of my best friends, and a lot of my teammates supported me and told me to get out of my room and stop feeling sorry for myself. And, you know, my family had lived through me my whole life, and now it was time to give back. And I tried to, you know, I've had a couple jobs in the NHL doing player development and scouting, and I didn't really love it. And I started coaching youth hockey about 8 years ago, and it changed my life. And I think I started living through these kids and trying to help these kids. And I still coach youth hockey in Denver, Colorado. Myself, John Mitchell, Peter Budaj, Kenny Klee, Richard Mavichuk, and all ex-players. And we run a program out of Denver called Okanagan. And when Mr. Bowden came to me about, you know, why don't we have a junior team in Colorado? It was a pretty simple thing for me. I'm more on the hockey side. Mr. Bowden owns that team. And I'm obviously somebody they asked me to be part owner of. But, yeah, that's kind of my story. It saved my life. And now I can live through kids and, you know, give them a chance to stay home and play a level of hockey, which I believe is the second highest level of junior hockey in North America. And, you know, 45% of our kids are committed D1, and it's special. It's special to be a part of. I'm honored, but it's even specialer to be a part of a town like Greeley. That's a hard working town and something that I believe that not only can give something to us, but we can give to them.
David Clarkson joining us, part owner for the Greeley Grit, director of player development. And I, as I'm learning more about this team, and we're going to learn a heck of a lot more here coming up in a couple of weeks, what fascinates me the most is the idea, you know, the notion that these guys are coming in and they are hungry. They are fighting. I mean, you're not getting guys that are, you know, not treating this like this is, I mean, this is an opportunity for them to take that next step. And I think that that's what fans are going to absolutely see, is you got guys just clawing and scratching because that's their goal. They want to play Division I hockey. They want to play in the NHL. And this league sets that opportunity up for them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, and the way it works is I think we're new and you know, people don't know a lot about it, but we're hoping to get support and support from you guys and support from the local businesses and towns. And but exactly, like all these kids, you know, whether it's Division I, Division III, the numbers speak for itself. I mean, the USHL, the NHL, the BCHL, they all lay a stepping stone to Division I hockey. And it's kind of special to have these kids that are already committed. I mean, Max Lacroix, his grandfather's Pierre Lacroix, who brought the Avs to Colorado. His father is Eric Lacroix, one of the best human beings you've ever met in the game of hockey. And that's one of our goalies this year. He's committed to Boston University. And so we're bringing a level that I think a lot of people haven't seen to Colorado. There's never been a this high of a junior league. But it's that passion, that fight, and that never give up. And those old school mentalities of work ethic, right? Work ethic always beats talent when talent doesn't work. So you know, we're trying to bring something there that's special. And for kids, some of our Saturday games are between 4 and 6, and I have 5 kids at home, and we did it because we want to get the kids in the building and, you know, go to dinner after the game or have a nice lunch before the game, right? Locally in those restaurants that are downtown Greeley.
Yeah, and I think that that's what's so cool is the growth of hockey nationwide, but we're seeing it in our corner right here. Obviously, the success of the Avalanche and then here in northern Colorado with the Eagles. I mean, this does seem to make perfect sense to have this NAHL team here because we've seen the growth of hockey in this corner of the state.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, and I think for a junior team, you know, you're fighting to survive and you live off sponsorship and season ticket sales because these kids don't pay a penny to play. You know, this isn't somewhere where they pay to come in there. And, you know, so that's exactly it, is you've got to find that Friday Night Lights and you've got to find a place that is supported by the community and supported by the people. And I mean, for a gentleman like Mr. Bowden to want to do this and the amount of money and time and effort, when he called me, he wanted to make a difference, and he told me he wanted to leave a legacy behind. And that was something I wanted to be involved in. You know, the hockey side, we feel like we're in a good place. Year one, you know, we're behind the eight ball. We didn't find out till later when everybody started with 0 players. But we're going to put a passionate, hardworking, high-skilled, fun-to-watch team and product on that ice.
What I'm fascinated with, too, is obviously having someone like you involved. You mentioned Eric Lacroix. I mean, we've got big-time hockey people that are involved up here in our Greeley community. And to me, I'm just blown away. The fact that we're getting you on the show here, sitting across from Eric the other day, I told him, I was like, Eric, I have a puck with your face on it, man. So I've got to get that signed someday. But that's what's really neat for me personally, growing up, watching all you guys, and then saying, wow, these guys are involved in something right here in our own backyard. To me, it's really extra special.
Yeah, no, and that's why we kind of feel lucky, is that, you know, to have someone, you mentioned Eric Lacroix, and at our main camp when we did our game, you know, we had John Mitchell there, Peter Budaj, we had the coach, Dallas Ferguson from DU Air Force. Our staff is big, and like I said, down in Denver, the lady that started our Okanagan program was Brooke Whiffley, and she found a bunch of us ex-players that, to be honest with you, struggle. I mean, it's not easy to the thing that you love to be taken away from you. And none of us end the way we want. We all end up playing men's league, and I tell everybody that. But it's special to have the people around us we do, and we're very blessed and lucky to be able to be around each other and still have that locker room feel. But it's special when you have people like Eric Lacroix. And you know, his father obviously passing was one of the nicest men I've ever met, but, you know, just got inducted to the Hall of Fame, and he'll be going into the Hall of Fame this year. And so we've brought something pretty special. We feel very lucky. And now we just need to get that support. And our billets have been amazing. I don't know if you guys call them billets or...
That's what I've heard. Yeah, new okay. term to me. But
in
yeah,
Canada,
that's
what we say is billets. So I apologize if I'm off, but that's kind of what we've, you know, created and done. And it's been an amazing experience so far up there. We just hopefully keep growing.
And the billets for our listeners, of course, families that are, you know, taking these players in so they can really be immersed in this community. And that's what I was loving, too, hearing those stories the other day, is you got guys that are going out to schools and reading to kids, getting involved in the community with nonprofit events. I know the Stampede was a big part of some of the promotion. That's what I'm really excited to see, is these players are getting ingrained in the community.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is you know, we've partnered with the Avalanche. We're going to all the local schools. We've got 100 sticks that were donated to us, and our players are going to teach them how to play ball hockey, you know. And, you know, after our games, there's public skates where hopefully the city works with us. But we're hoping that our players go on the ice and teach kids how to skate. And even the local program up there, and I apologize, I'm drawing a blank on the name, but we're hoping to go up there and help them with our players helping and our staff. And we want to dive in all in. And because the way we survive is through support from the community. And, you know, we're honored that the Null picked us. There's been 4 or 5 different people that have tried to put the bid in to get it. But we're more excited to be a part of something. Like when I first landed in Greeley, just seeing the town and the restaurants all leading towards the rink and the potential, and you go on Friday nights to Friday Fest, and it's amazing, you know, the support that everyone does. The rodeo, I'm a big rodeo guy. I mean, I was blown away to see the amount of people and support and just the talent of you know, everything that was out there. And so we're very lucky and blessed, and we're excited to be a part of this town.
Well, hockey is coming to Greeley. Cannot wait. The Greeley Grit at the Ice House, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's the opening weekend. We want you to get tickets, go out there. Affordable tickets, too. I mean, to take the family out, what an opportunity to get everybody out and watch something truly special kind of in the beginning process here.
Yeah, and then that's the big thing. We wanted to make it, you know, I think kids under the age of certain age get in for free, and $10 tickets, where we really wanted to make it special. And, you know, people that want to have beer. And we've tried to make sure that we've partnered with the local restaurants to sell our food on game nights. And that's something we're, you know, dealing with the city on. But, you know, we want Friday night, maybe the cow's doing the food, and the next day, the Rio. And we've really tried to make it about the community and, you know, trying to make it as special as we can, because our goal is to get 1,500 people in there a night and, you know, make it something special. And that's what got me into hockey, was going to watch the Derbies Junior when I was a kid, the Streetsville Derbies. And it hooked me. And it was something that I love how hard they worked. I love how physical it was. I love the skill of it. But, you know, as a dad, I put my kid in it. So he takes away the culture side, be on time, be a good person, be hardworking, so that he's set up for life no matter what path he takes. And that's what I think sports do for kids.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And part of the theme of this show for so many years is we want to grow sports in this area. We want to make this a hotbed. When people think of Greeley or think of Northern Colorado, they think, man, their sports scene is off the hook. And that's why we're so pumped about what you guys are bringing to this community with the Colorado Grit. David, I'm hopeful that we can keep having these conversations down the road. It's an honor to be involved with you guys, and a little starstruck, to be real honest with you. So I just really appreciated the chat.
No, and I would love for our staff. I mentioned some of those names. They're all ex-Av guys, and we're thankful for you guys. We're honored to be a part of the town, and hopefully we can grow this and keep working. And thank you for having me on.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, and good luck here in a couple of weeks. Can't wait to see you guys in action.
Thanks so much.
ColoradoGritHockey.com. ColoradoGritHockey.com. Dude, that's David Clarkson. He played in the NHL for 12 years. I mean, he was known as a very good player, too. I mean, to play in the NHL for 12 years, you got to be pretty damn good. And he's taking an interest in Greeley, Colorado. Eric Lacroix is taking an interest in Greeley, Colorado. So here's what you guys need to do. You need to go support this team. You have big time, huge hockey names that looked at this town and said, we want to get involved. We want to grow hockey here in Greeley. So get your tickets. Go to ColoradoGritHockey.com. There's great specials going on, I think. And as David had mentioned, for little kids, too, they can get in free and all that. Take them out to meet Moo Moo. And as Angel said, get autographs. Because who knows? One of those guys on the team might be playing in the NHL in the very near future. 11:47 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Cables Pub and Grill, enjoy happy hour at 3 o'clock every day. They have all these amazing specials that I talk about on a daily basis, but at 3 o'clock they have their happy hour going. And we're only a few hours away from that. We're only a few hours away from Football Night Northern Colorado coming up at 5 o'clock with the Angel Padilla, our high school game of the week featuring Windsor and Meade. Coverage for that begins at 6:30-ish, game time at 7. Rain will not stop that football game. Guys might need an umbrella out there. Hope Bruce is ready. Brings a rain jacket out there. Man, you're right, Angel. I just want to give a shout out here to Bruce Dick, because for the last 2.5 weeks, he has interviewed so many high school football coaches and players and programs. He's put those shows together on a daily basis. He was grinding. Some of their schedules didn't work, so he was here at the station late recording these. He was everywhere. Bruce Dick, man, he's got more energy than any of us here at the station.
Sure, and you know, it'd be easy to ask every coach and player the same exact question in every podcast, but he approaches each team as its own team and gets to know about these players, about the players themselves. Like, why'd you pick this number? What do you do before game day? All these things. Like, what are you doing in class the day of a game? Like, stuff like that you're not going to get from just, okay, here's a post-game review.
No, you're not. And he put in the work. He put in the time and the effort. And we love high school sports on this station. That has been a staple for us for so many years. But you can't do it if you have people that are working here that aren't passionate about it. It's not about a paycheck. It's not about that stuff. It's about being passionate about growing, as we were talking to David Clarkson, about growing sports in this area. So our training camp coverage this year, and all those sponsors that made that possible – how cool is it to have your kids, these kids, so many kids, coming into this studio to do interviews? If I would have had that growing up, it would have been amazing. Now, we had radio stations that would come out and cover games on occasion, but it was usually like, you know, Uncle Larry, and he'd say, number 14's out there, got a good kid. You know, nothing like what we do here. And to interview these guys, to announce players of the week, to promote these programs every single day. And it's not just football. Dude, I would have been nuts if we had something like that where I grew up in Eastern Colorado.
No, and the great thing about these coaches is that they meet us halfway because they also, they want to get you know, people, you know, looking at them. They want to get eyes on their team and their program and their kids. So if we can help them do that while also enriching our own abilities as media people, it's a great, you know, combination there.
Which team has your interest peaked the most right now? I know our poll question is about Colorado football teams, but on the high school side of things, because you're going to be talking a lot about high school teams as well with Football Night in Northern Colorado, is there a team in particular that you're like, I'm really interested and excited to see how this team performs?
Two teams, and they're actually playing tonight. Fossil Ridge and Loveland.
Ooh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Those are my two teams I'm keeping an eye on.
And they're playing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it'll be good. And I love it because Angel will set the tone, preview the game. We're going to have score updates throughout the night. And then we're going to have our post game with, normally it's going to be Kyle Johnson, but I believe Micah is going to be working tonight late. So that's going to be great. And then on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we'll have Preps Rewind. So with a great Mike Danson, I mean, he's been fantastic. Only a couple weeks in, and he's been lighting it up. So that show will give you all the score updates, recaps, probably some great interviews there. We got you covered here. I mean, I had my my brother-in-law. He used to be the coach out at, in Eads, Colorado, a very small town. He used to tell me all the time, he's like, dude, why don't you guys come down and do this stuff here? If we had this, with this kind of station doing the things that you guys are doing with your weekly shows, your game broadcasts, all of that, I mean, it would be amazing. Yeah. It just works out that we're here. Towers are here. So we're excited for tonight. And again, hats off to Bruce Dick for an amazing couple of weeks of coverage, busting into all things high school football. And then again, tonight, football night in Northern Colorado. Angel will get you rocking and rolling, set the tone. Each week, that's going to set the tone for not just the high school scene, but the college scene. What are the Rams up to? What are the Bears up to? What are the Buffs up to? Broncos, what the NFL scene looks like. Some big games there. So very pumped for all of that. All right, in the second hour, we'll hit the lunch rush. I want to talk to you a little bit about Swamp Kings. My thoughts there. How did Netflix do and how are they doing as they dabble more and more into the sports production side of things? All that and more coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.